Io sono la vite,
I am
voi
the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Imagine a branch cut off from the vine. It has no future, no hope. It is unproductive and there is nothing for it to do but dry up and be burned. Think of the spiritual death we are destined for as Christians if we do not stay united to Christ. It is a frightening thought. It is complete sterility, even if we work hard from morning till night, even if we think we are doing good things for humanity, even if our friends applaud us, even if our earthly goods increase, even if we make considerable sacrifices. All this may mean something to us here on earth, but it has no meaning for Christ and for eternity, and that is the life that really matters. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. How can we remain in Christ and Christ remain in us? How can we be green and vigorous branches that are fully united to the vine? We should first of all believe in Christ. But that is not enough. Our faith should influence how we live our lives. We should, in other words, live in conformity with this faith by putting the words of Jesus into practice. Thus, we cannot neglect the divine means such as the sacraments that Christ has left us, the means that make it possible for us to reach unity with him and to regain it if we have lost it. Moreover, Christ will not feel that we are solidly united to him unless we make the effort to be part of our ecclesial community, our local church. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Whoever remains in me and I in him. Do you see how Christ speaks not only of our unity with him, but also of his unity with us? If you are united to him, he is in you. He is present in the innermost part of your heart, and from this comes a rapport, a dialogue of mutual love, a relationship of cooperation between Jesus and you, his disciple. And this is the result. You will bear much fruit, just as the branch that is solidly united to the vine bears grapes in abundance. Bears much fruit means that your life will be a fruitful witness to others. You will be blessed with the ability to open the eyes of many to the unique revolutionary words of Christ and to give them the strength to follow these words. It also means that in accordance with the gifts God has given you, you'll be able to foster and even initiate projects to alleviate some of the sufferings of humanity. Bears much fruit means fruit in abundance, and this could mean that you will be able to create among those around you an atmosphere of goodness, of mutual love, of true communion. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Have you noticed how Jesus is not concerned with the fruit directly, but looks at it only as a result of our remaining united to him? It might be that some fall into the error of many Christians who believe only in activism and more activism, projects and more projects for the good of others, without taking the time to ask themselves whether they are fully united to Christ. This is a mistake. They think they are bearing fruit, but it is far less than what Christ in them and with them could bear. If we want to bear fruit that will last and that will have the mark of something divine, we must remain united to Christ. And the more we remain united to Christ, the more fruit we will bear. The very verb remains, used in this sentence, gives you an idea that this bearing fruit is not a momentary, but rather a permanent condition. If you know people who live this way, you will see, in fact, how even a smile, a word, a simple everyday gesture, an attitude in a given situation enables them to touch other people's hearts, even to the point of leading them back to God. This is the way it was with the saints. But even if we are not saints, we should not get discouraged. All Christians are capable of bearing fruit. Let me tell you a story. You know that students today can be so highly politicized that little room is left for those who would like to be useful to humanity but have other motives. It happened that way in Portugal. Maria do Socorro had just started university in a very tense environment. Many of the other students were involved in political disputes, each according to his or her own ideology and each trying to win over the students who had not joined any group as yet. Maria knew what she wanted to do, even though it was not easy to explain her whole strategy to her friends. She wanted to follow Christ and to remain united to him. Her companions, however, who knew nothing of her ideals, labeled her wishy-washy, a girl without ideals. At times she felt awkward when they saw her go to church, but she went just the same because she felt she had to remain united to Jesus. As Christmas approached, Maria learned that some of the students could not go home because they lived too far away. She suggested that the other students get together and give them presents. To her great surprise, all the students agreed right away. Later, there were school elections, and another big surprise awaited her. She was elected as representative of her class. Her amazement was even greater, however, when her friends told her that it was only logical that she should have been elected, since she was the only one who followed a precise line of conduct. You know what you want, they said, and how to go about accomplishing it. Now some of them wanted to find out more about the ideal of her life and to live it with her. This is the fruit of Maria do Socorro's perseverance in remaining united with Jesus.